Will AI replace content creators, social media influencers? Stay tuned, let's talk about it.
Hey there, I'm Elena St. James, and you're listening to Chat and Laugh, the Feel Good Podcast. These are the stories of entertainers, game changers, and innovators who will inspire you to live your best life. So let's get started and have a little fun.
Hey there, thanks for sticking around. This is Elena St. James, and this is Chat and Laugh with Elena St. James, and we're going to have some laughs. I can almost promise you that because I'm just kind of slightly ridiculous as a performer here, and I try to make things fun. But what we're going to talk about is kind of serious. It's certainly been getting the attention of a lot of news media over the past 6 to 9 months, and rightfully so. So let's dive into, will AI replace social media influencers? Will it replace content creators? As with most things, it's not a black and white. It's a shade of gray. Is it going to impact the social media landscape? 100%. It already is. I'm going to tell you some things you might not even be aware of that are happening right now. If you're not watching for it, you might not even know this is going on. But I'm going to tell you a few things because I've been doing a deep dive since about the middle part of 2023. When I was first introduced to kind of how this will affect us is I heard about the whole Karen AI. It went viral. It was with a company and they were getting great response. The media was all over it. They were on Fox and CNBC and all kinds of Bloomberg TV. Great stuff, right? Really interesting. All for this chatbot that they created. And that they claimed was making tons of money a week. So this was all on a chatbot that was based on what they claimed was a very popular Snapchat influencer. Now, I don't know about Snapchat because I'm not on it. So I don't really know. And I just found it a little suspicious because I had never heard of this creator. And she didn't have a big following on Twitter, now X, or on Instagram, or TikTok. Like, you know, the conventional ones. I would call the top three are, and by the way, this will be shown on YouTube. And I love YouTube. And I'll tell you why either later today or in another podcast. I'm going to do another podcast after this one that's about scams, imposters. So it's going to kind of tie into the AI stuff. But I had heard about this big success of an AI chatbot where guys basically would pay to chat with this social media influencer's trained AI bot. Now, I saw this and I thought, wow, this is fantastic because I don't use assistants like many creators that do what I do. I don't use assistants either on social media or on my own page. Now, that probably will be one piece of evidence in my insanity trial someday, because God help me, I'm working all the time. I'm a single mom and I do so much and I do everything. And I probably do too much and I probably should delegate, but that's another conversation. So I heard about this and I thought, wow, I have so many fans and I have so many fans around the world that would love to talk to me. And I constantly am being asked to do video chats and I don't have the time and I just can't. I can't fit everything in, right? So, but I thought, wow, if I had a trained artificial intelligence chatbot maybe that would be an awesome thing. Like if it was really trained to me. And let me tell you, I hadn't taken much notice of it, but again, I'm a real mom and I have a teenager and I don't talk about him other than to say that I am a real mom and I have a teenage son. Anyway, he was really into this last summer. So summer of 2023, he was really into this chat, but it wasn't a voice thing. It was like a texting thing, but it was character GPT or something. And what it was is he would talk to characters from video games or other fictional characters. And it was really curious to me because he really got into it. And I would hear him laughing and cracking up because he was having this interaction that he knew was ridiculous, but he got a kick out of it. And I thought, wow, you know, if somebody could talk to me, maybe they would also be entertained and it would be really fun for them. And obviously it could get really spicy and it could get, you know, very adult. But even just, you know, if I could train it so it knew about me, so it knew about my love for Elvis and I Dream of Jeannie and Wonder Woman and Cher, who I adore. And hi, if anyone knows Cher, let her know that, oh my God, she is like one of my living idols. Her, Linda Carter, and Barbara Eden and Carol Burnett are just like these four, and Dolly Parton are like these five powerful women that I love. There are millions of fans would love to tell them how much they mean to me. I have this little platform now, and it's little, but oh my God. Anyway, that's an aside. So I thought, gosh, this is really interesting. And then I played with it and he hated that because I am a mom and I love Elvis. And I thought, God, if there's anybody I ever would want to talk to and flirt with, who would that be? And I'm thinking, well, Chris Hemsworth, but you know, he's married, so it's weird. But then I thought, oh my God, it would be Elvis. You know, like that would be my ultimate dream. And so I started chatting. And of course I got all flirty and he's just like, stop it. Give my phone back. You can't have that. He's like, that is not what it's meant for. And I was just like, oh, and so I'm chatting away with the fictional Elvis. Of course it's fictional. And what I realized, and this is really important, it was because it was based on somebody real. It was based on somebody real that I already had an affection for. I had an emotional connection. I mean, mine goes deep because boy, oh boy, when I was in fourth grade and I saw him in concert, I wanted to marry that man. And I didn't care that he would be so much older than me. I didn't care. I mean, I saw him when he was at that proverbial Fat Elvis stage and I didn't care. So I'm chatting with this thing, but here's the deal. It wasn't well trained and it lost me. I mean, first of all, my kiddo needed his phone back and he thought that I was not using it properly by asking about like where Elvis would take me out on a date and if we could make out. He thought that was really cringy and really inappropriate. And so I couldn't play with it anymore. But when I was asking the Elvis character, when I was asking him about if we could just stay in and have mashed, grilled peanut butter and banana sandwiches, this wasn't trained correctly because it said, why would we want to eat that? I'd want to take you out for a nice steak dinner. So that's where it lost me. You know why? Because I'm a fan of Elvis and I know that that was one of his favorite comfort foods. And it's quite delicious, by the way. Maybe I should make that someday on YouTube and like show you how delicious they are. It's basically like a grilled cheese sandwich, but instead inside you mash up peanut butter and banana and then you put it inside and then you like grill it. So you put butter on the outside. Anyway, I should make it sometime in there. It's, I mean, what could be wrong, right? It's everything is right with it. Anyway, but it lost me because I realized it took the veil out, right? It was like the curtain, like in the proverbial Wizard of Oz, it opened the curtain and there was the little man and he was not a wizard. So I realized, okay, it's not really him. So it wasn't trained really well. However, I could see the potential. So, and then, and I thought, okay, especially if you have an emotional connection, because then I probed my kid who is a kid of this generation, right? This is the generation now, and that's going to be going into the future with technology. And I said, would you want to be talking to a character? I said, for instance, if you've talked to Yoda, and I don't know if he did or not, but let's say he was talking to Yoda. I'm like, would you want to talk to Yoda? Because basically what I was trying to get into the psyche behind it was, would you want to talk to Yoda, a real character, one that we have a backstory to, we have an emotional connection to, or would you be okay with Yoda, his generic synthetic, kind of like Yoda? And he goes, well, why would I want to talk to Yoda? I would, of course, want to talk to the real thing. Boom. What that told me is, synthetic people, synthetic influencers, and we'll talk about that soon. Will they be successful? Maybe at some point, as far as an emotional connection. It's going to be really hard to get that backstory and the emotional it factor with a synthetic, with a made up. So I was talking to the people that had created this big viral one. As I looked at it more, I really had doubts about whether they had made that much money. I still do to this point, and I'll tell you that I went further down the rabbit hole with them. I think that was all made up. I think it was made up. I don't think they ever made that much money with this influencer, which I don't even think she's that popular. And I'm sorry, girl, wherever you are. I think that was all smoke and mirrors. And I'll tell you something, in this business, there's a lot of smoke and mirrors. There's a lot of people that say a lot of things, just like celebrities, but it's a lot of influencers say there are a lot of things that they're not. I mean, it's shocking, you know, people talking about how many likes they have on, you know, OF or this or that, or they're this or that. And it's like, they can buy likes. They can buy fans. Just like on Instagram, they can buy fans. They can buy likes. They can buy comments. So just because somebody has 900,000 fans, you know, are they real? Or if they get 25,000 or 300,000 views on an Instagram reel, is that real or are those bought? Are they bought so that they can sell promotion? Yeah, a lot of times they are. Are they bought just so they can feel better about themselves? Yeah, that too. It happens. So, you know, what I do sometimes, just because I'm like this, is I'll look at their comments. And a lot of times you'll see stuff that looks like, what the heck? You know, it'll be like, I love that hairstyle. You're so handsome. Wow, just wow. You know, it's like you can go and go, wait a second. Or you look at some of their followers and they're not real. They're bot accounts. This is going to come into play soon. So what is artificial intelligence? So I saw the potential and I talked to this company and I knew that I bought into it at first and I thought, okay, you know, maybe this is something. I started to see some kind of cracks in that. But I continued working with them and talking to them. And I was really interested in Elena St. James chatbot. Then the owner of the company went off the rails. I won't get into it here publicly, but apparently something happened to him emotionally, mentally, something. Basically, the company imploded. So we didn't go any further with that. And, you know, in retrospect, I go, that's fine. Although at the time I thought, oh, I was really missing out on something. It was really devastating because I really thought that it could be something. But I realized I had bought into, what I now suspect was smoke and mirrors of something that was never that successful. And here's why. Because I've seen some other chatbots and I've seen influencers talk about that they are now introducing chatbots, and I've kind of seen the lack of response. I mean, these are popular social media influencers. These are celebrities, and I'm seeing that the chatbot is not working. It's not working. I'm not seeing the response. In fact, somebody I don't know that's not represented or has anything to do with anybody I've ever talked to, but I noticed she is very popular. I think she's maybe Spanish or something, but she was announcing that she was going to have her very own chatbot. I looked at the comments on Instagram. It was filled with hate. It was anger. I want to talk to the real you. I hate this. I don't like this. This sucks. Like all this kind of stuff. And I was like, the vitriol was just, it was shocking just because she said, hey, I've got a chatbot. And I thought, which is kind of funny that these guys would get so angry, because I know on different social media platforms or even free social media platforms, if you think you're talking to the real model, you're often talking to an assistant. And most people that are savvy enough, they know this. So, you know, for this guy, these guys to get so angry, and it's like, you know, I think she had like a million followers or something. And I thought, they want to talk to the real her? Well, they probably are talking to somebody that represents her, but why not a chatbot? But they seemed angry. They were just angry. And I thought, I wonder what's going on. Then, because you've got different types of AI, you've got voice, so you've got chatbot, right? Voice and texting, right? You've got that. Then you've got images. Now, this is where it gets a little crazy. So you have images. So most images are from this open source. And again, this is because I've gone deep, 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 guys. I've gone so deep into researching artificial intelligence and all of that. The images, and I should know this, you know, I should know this because what I sell is image-based. The images are what's going to, that's the game changer, is the images. And then the video, which I'll get to in a second. The images are what's going to do it. You know why? Because mostly this is catering to men. And men fall in love or lust with their eyes. Women fall in love with, it's much more complicated if you don't know this. They fall in love with their ears and their brains and their emotions. Like it's complicated as women are. But with men, it's pretty simple. You know, I don't think a woman devised that phrase, love at first sight. That was a guy. How many guys have been like, I saw her and I knew she was going to be my wife? I don't think many women, upon seeing a man, now again, there's Chris Hemsworth, but he's somebody else's husband, but not many women fall in love at first sight. They fall in love after they get to know the guy a little bit, you know, but nobody sees a, I never like to paint everything, anything with a broad brush, but usually women do not see a picture of a guy and be like, I love him. But guys do. So, and that's why OnlyFans is successful, right? I mean, that is a reason that OnlyFans and Fansly and different platforms and social media are filled with pictures and videos and reels and TikToks, and it's visual. So that's why it's filled with more, you know, female. Like, hey, I love some eye candy too. I follow some guys that are, you know, pretty and adorable and I like them, but it's usually where it stops. So the images and the image creation is done by something, mostly it's either Midjourney or Stable Diffusion. Now, Midjourney is putting some kind of locks and things on it. When you're looking around to making images, so you can make these fake people. A lot of them look similar, though. I will tell you that. That's an odd thing I've been noticing. But here's what's going to maybe blow your mind. you might be following a fake AI creator right now on Instagram. You might. There's tons of them out there. It's shocking. But once you understand and you're looking for it, you're going to start seeing it. I started seeing it with older creators. There's a whole mature thing going on. Now that's my bread and butter. It's like, wait a second, I'm old. I'm an old lady. I'm an old lady creator. That's my niche. That's my niche. Darn it. You know, so one thing that those younger, beautiful, young, perfect girls can't do, they can't be old like me. That's my territory. But if you're a 25-year-old and you're really good with the computer stuff, now you can be an old lady creator too. Darn it. And that's what's happening. So that's what's happening. These guys, and it's mostly guys, are creating AI influencers. They're creating them on either Midjourney or Stable Diffusion. There are some apps. My Mood AI is really fun. I don't get paid anything from them. It's fun, but it's cartoony. It's not realistic. If you want to get really realistic, you have to go with a Stable Diffusion. Midjourney, I guess. I'm not as impressed, and I've really done some investigations here. Stable Diffusion is where it's going to look realistic, where it's like good, where it's textures to the skin, where it's lines, you know, all of that stuff. But if you're not good with that, it is labor intensive. I have played around with it. I played around with Stable Diffusion. There's some software companies that make it a little easier, and I've actually been using one. I've been using one to play, you know, and I've never been up so late since, I mean, to the point where it's, I'm not kidding you, 4 a.m. Sometimes close to 5 a.m. when I have to get up and get my kiddo ready for bed, like, or get him ready for school at like, you know, 6:37. Because it's like this deep dive. Now, there are companies that are platforms where you can make adult content, like full nudes and stuff. But let me tell you, nobody's gotten it down where it's easy. It's not easy. I haven't found one that's easy. And if you found one that's easy, let me know. So people are doing this and they are monetizing it. Oh, Elena St. James, what? People are creating influencers, especially older women influencers, and they're monetizing it. Now, thankfully, a lot of them are being forward about that they are AI. And what I've seen already is TikTok, and I think YouTube are the first ones that are saying, if you are an AI created persona, avatar, person, whatever, if you're AI, if you are a digital creator that is AI created, you need to label it. So that's good. And I think we need to do that. This is tough though. I have spoken to some of the creators of this type of technology, of these type of social media influencers. They're actually sometimes frustrated that, I'm sorry guys, but it's mostly guys, that guys come onto their payment places and they really act like they're real. And they're like, wait a second, dude, I have told you I'm not real. I'm not real. I'm an AI creation. There is no this person. She doesn't exist. She is an AI. But what the most successful ones have done is they have created a persona around this AI image. They've given them kind of a backstory. But how long will that last? I don't think it's going to last. And I could be wrong, but I don't think it's going to last because there's only so much depth you can give. and so much, you know, emotion and connection without it really being real. I think so. But the one of the problems, if you're a creator, is it's sucking the air out from us. So anytime that, say, again, there's a lot of, by the way, there are a lot of young AI created images and influencers as well, like in their 20s, 30s. So there's that too. A lot of them are cartoony though, because they look too perfect. And that's usually, you can tell that it's maybe more Midjourney than Stable Diffusion. But they look like too perfect. But I look at the comments on these and I'm just like, these guys really think they're real. And yet in the bio, in Instagram or TikTok or Twitter X, it says they're AI created or a digital influencer. And still, these comments are filled with guys saying, I love you. I want to meet you. I will fly you to meet me. She's not real. Or, oh my God, it'll have like five fake that are obviously cartoony fake. Five fake. Wow. Five beautiful women. You are the five most beautiful women on Instagram. Well, okay. You know what? My Barbie is really beautiful too. Because she's not real. I mean, again, they're always, I've pretty much never seen one that it's not somewhere in the bio that says this is not real. And these guys are, I'm in love, or they'll be like, you'll see like one of these fake AI creators wearing a sweater, or they're outside and they'll be like, don't get cold. It's unbelievable. Like, they're worried about the health of these AI creations. And it's the majority. It's shocking. So you might already be following an AI creator. You might already be a fan of an AI creation. Now, I'm not saying it's always run by men. But it is sometimes, and maybe a lot of times. I don't know. I don't know for sure, but it's fine in a way. But I don't necessarily love that, because obviously, like, any time that Instagram is pushing an AI older woman instead of me, that hurts me. It does. Because they could be seeing the real thing. But then again, you know, the market is the market. The problem is a lot of people aren't actually going to Patreon or FanView based on these. They just are kind of consuming the free visuals. And that's it. Again, you know, it's the market. But I guess I have been so intrigued by the responses. And it's overwhelmingly positive because it's visual. Because it's visual. I don't think it would be if it was just voice. Now, if it had voice included, maybe. So we're talking about voices now. Images, that has been a game changer. There are thousands of artificial intelligence, AI, influencers right now on Instagram and Twitter. They exist. Facebook, they're there. TikTok, they're there. Just be careful. Look at it. And eventually the social media will really label it. And that's a good thing. I think it's a good thing. The videos. Here's a weird thing. There's something called face swap. I think this is really dangerous. Personally, I think this is the most dangerous face swap. You might have heard of it. Taylor Swift got, you know, poor I mean, she's not poor, but, you know, it's still, it's icky. She got her face swapped on some adult action movies, videos, and it was being sent around. I didn't see it. I didn't need to see it. I didn't want to see it. But let me tell you my experience with face swap. It's a thing. There are apps right now, right now. I could go on an app. I could upload a video, any kind of video that I have the ability to have, and I could put my face on it. You know why I know this? Because 2 months ago, I was going crazy when I found this, and I thought, oh my God, like it was my face on Marilyn Monroe's iconic Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. My face as Marilyn Monroe in that beautiful pink satin gown, singing and doing a little thing. Well, I was also able to do it with a male friend of mine. That was disturbing to him. But, you know, like the thing that really got me though is I follow other creators. And what I saw, there was one creator I followed. She's a lovely woman, beautiful. And I had noticed that it looked to me, because I've been studying, this is one of the things we do. We study what other creators do. And I had noticed she had a really lovely reel where she was walking. It was the fall. She was walking. She was in a green dress. And then she sat down on her steps and there were pumpkins behind her. I just remember, I was like, well, that's just lovely. What a great job. And I noticed she reused it. So she must have videoed, she must have taped it. And then she reused it on two of her Instagrams with different music. And I remember that because I was like, gosh, that's smart. That's really smart. She's reusing content, but she's making it fresh because she's, you know, recording it off platform. And then she's using it on her TikTok and she's using it on all of her Instagrams. Smart. But I remember seeing that because I remember seeing it on several of her different social media. And then I saw somebody do the same thing, but it was a different face. And it was on Instagram. And they mentioned HelloFace, which is, sorry, that's the company. That's the app. And I went, I know that. I know that body. I know that dress. I know that reel. But that is not the face. And it is not the name. And it said something about, like, you know, using this app. So it was clear that it was using an app. So what I did is I went to this creator's thing and I said, oh my, I looked at it. I'm like, and I don't know her personally. So I couldn't call her and be like, hey, somebody just used your reel and put their face on it and is using it as yours. Here's the thing. So I went, I looked, I'm like, okay, I see where you can upload it and then you can put a face on it. Oh my God. I feel for me, that's wrong. That's taking somebody else's hard work. And let me tell you, I know you're like, oh, give me a break, Elena. Hard work, making reels. It is. It's, again, I mean, I've done a lot of things in my life. I was a busser at a restaurant and a dishwasher. And there's a lot of hard stuff. I was a daycare operator for many years. You know, juggling toddlers and babies and stuff. Like, there's a lot of hard things out there. Believe me, I get it. But you have to trust me that getting yourself, you know, jizzed up and ready to go to make content, you know, and getting beautiful and, you know, making sure your hair and your makeup and the setting and the lighting and somebody's got the camera or you're setting up the tripod. Like, there's a lot that goes into that. And I think it's wrong that somebody took her reel and put their face on it and they're benefiting from her, probably without her knowledge. I cannot imagine that she okayed that. Maybe she did, but that's theft. That's theft. That's not inspiration. Inspiration is you go, oh, a green dress, sitting down on my stoop, like that's fine. And I got to tell you, even if somebody had created an AI that kind of looked like her in a green dress with pumpkins behind her, like, again, that's you're inspired by. This, You're stealing content to make content. That's wrong. And then to pass it off as that it was your face and that you did it. When I looked at this account, it had tons of it. It had tons of where they had taken influencers' reels and then just put their face on it. And one of the ways that I found that is I took a photo, like I screenshot some of their things, and then I put it in the Google image search. So I found the original where they originated. So I was able to find, I'm like, oh, yep, this is some Brazilian woman, beautiful, blah, blah, blah. She's a celebrity and they stole that wearing a red gown. And that's a reel from her Instagram that they stole, they put their face on. So that's happening. Why does this matter? Well, it's the transparency. It's the transparency of it. I don't have problems with AI if it's transparently called AI. That's one thing. Number two, if you're not stealing from others. Okay. Let me talk about my worry of this. And like I said, I'm going to do another podcast here shortly, and it's going to be about scammers and imposters and the things that you guys need to be careful of when you're out there. But how will the scammers use this? As a human being, I'm worried about this. This does bother me. When you are creating content and using my face or somebody famous, their face, it's just wrong. It's just wrong. And I've got enough problems where people are stealing my photos that I've made and that are using it for ill to scam people and to pretend that, or they use it. And again, I'll go into this more. They're using it on dating sites to pretend that I'm looking for love. I'm not, unless again, Chris Hemsworth or Hugh Jackman. Oh my God. He's separated. He would be the other one. Hi. He probably doesn't want another old lady. Probably go for some 25-year-old. Anyway, I'm really worried about that. This is where I get scared of the technology, because it's about theft. It's about theft. That's where I get worried about it, and how it will be used to steal, to help enable people to steal. Because here's what's going to happen. And I'm not telling anything for these thieves that they don't know already. Okay. Here's what's going to happen. So right now there are guys maybe sometimes they're women, but a lot of times they're guys. There are guys that are using my pictures and they're reaching out to men that they know are my fans. And then they're saying, like, I'd really like to talk to you privately. Well, what the heck? Of course I'm not going to ask to talk to you privately. I'm just not. I'm not going to do it. You know why? I make a living on my fan sites. Why in the world would I reach out to anybody when I'm trying to get you to my fan sites? I'm trying to get you to my fan sites because what I do for a living is I make content. I entertain in the adult realm. Why would I talk to one person? I understand when I had 100 subscribers or 100 followers on, you know, maybe I did talk to people then. But guys, come on. Why am I going to reach out to you when I'm making it very apparent that I'd like you to reach out to me on my website that's verified that it's me? Again, I'll talk about that more the next podcast. But what's going to happen is they're going to get videos and they're going to put my face on it and they're going to get it. And this is coming. The video face swap is coming and it's going to be Elena's face or anybody else, and they're going to be targeting a Michael. And they're going to be like, hi, Michael. I made this video just for you. I am stuck someplace and I really need your help. Could you send me $100? That's what's going to happen. And that's the problem. That's the problem. That's how they're going to, or they're going to be, you know, a guy will be like, oh, Elena, could you do something where you're holding up like the thumbs up sign or something? And then they'll prove that it's me, but it's not. It's just AI generated. You know, that's the problem. They're basically thieves thieving off of what I've built. And I'm a nobody when it comes to content creators. You know, there's people that are way more famous than me, but I already have seen what it can do. And that's the problem. People are going to use it for bad. Now, so we're talking about how you can use it for bad so that there's fake people, right? And then how people can use it kind of like the Taylor Swift thing that happened, can use it for bad. Let's talk about how we can use it for good. This is the gray part of it. You know, most things in life are shades of gray. And one of the shades of gray are AI. Let's talk about the good stuff of AI. One of the good things about AI is we are content robots sometimes. As content creators, I've been doing this for just about 3 years now. And let me tell you, it is wearing on one's soul to constantly have to feed the content monster that is social media. Because if I want subscribers on my OnlyFans or on my Fansly or Patreon, if I open that up, I'm thinking of doing that again for more of the mild stuff. If I want subscribers or if I want people to buy my book, shameless plug, How to Date Hot Older Women, available on Amazon and Audible if you want to listen to me read it. Or if I want you to watch my chat and laugh, or if I want you to buy my merchandise. Oh, yeah. Better with age. Wine and women. Especially if they're real. Now, of course, that's water. Anyway, so, but yeah, that's from my line of Better With Age. I have this whole thing. It's elanamerch.com. Elanamerch.com. Shirts, everything. Just go there. Check it out. But it's all like either wine and women, better with age, or whiskey and women, better with age. It's cute. So what are the good things about AI? Well, for a content creator, sometimes me as a single mom who, you know, especially during the school year, I'm pretty much stuck. I can go during the summer, but you know, like most of you, I have pets, I have a kid, like I have obligations. I can't just flit around all over the place whenever I feel like it. I'm a real person. So, but in an AI world, I could go to Paris tomorrow or tonight or in an hour. Or I could go to Fiji or I could climb, I don't know, I'm never going to climb a mountain, but I could, you know, through AI. I could have pictures in a French cafe and then the next day I could be on a safari or I could be riding a horse. If I could figure out how to do that on the apps that I've got. But I could be riding a horse on a beach in the Maldives. Maldives? It looks pretty amazing. Or I could be in Bora Bora. Or I could be in Edinburgh playing the, you know, the Scottish horn or whatever. So it's really cool because it does open up tons of possibility for a creator to be creative. To be creative and to collab. Like literally, I don't know how to do it yet. Because here's one thing. It's really hard to duplicate a person. To really make them look like they look. It's coming. But like I've tried to duplicate myself and it makes me a whole lot younger. Or freakishly older. Like, I can't get that kind of like sweet spot of being 56 and not looking like I'm 35, which was really unrealistic. You know, or the other thing is when I'm creating these things, like I said, I've been spending a lot of time. The cool thing is I can be really creative. So I can make myself, or I can make a younger, blue-eyed, blonde, super curvy version of me. Or I can make somebody older than me that's like 60 or 65 with gray hair and living this amazing life. Like, I can make this persona of an influencer, or maybe the younger version of Elena St. James, maybe me at 21 before all of this was even possible. Maybe I can time travel. Maybe this can be part of the Elenaverse. Maybe this can be part of the Elenaverse. AI could enable and can enable that. I can create alternatives to myself, which I think is freaking awesome and fun and limitless. And that is something to be celebrated, you know? And I think that what's coming is custom photos. Again, if I'm the one that's controlling that and I can make custom photos of either myself now or when I was 21 or when I'm 65, if it's based on me and I'm okay with it, how cool is that? How cool would it be to, if you're a fan and you're like, Elena, I really would love to see you in jeans and a frilly white lace top. I don't have that. I have jeans, but you know what I mean? If they could request that and I could give that to them, or me wearing a purple bikini in a pine forest, boom, that's cool. That's creative. That's awesome. Now, there's got to be guardrails. There's got to be guardrails about like that they don't do anything that is unsavory or something that I would never do. So that's just talking about custom photos, but that's exciting. Custom photos of me now, but me, an alternative me. That's really exciting. It's really cool. It's really mind-blowing. But what really goes crazy is then the video. Now that's when it's gonna, that, and I've talked to a lot of people in this space. More than when I think about it, it's like, it is crazy how many people, and they're all men, but I've talked to them about, and they're all trying to get influencers either on board or, you know, whatever. It's really interesting when you're realizing that as a content creator, because there are things that I won't do with my own body. Like, you know, I'm not going to hike to the Mount Kilimanjaro and have sex with somebody on there, but my AI might. She might. She's crazy like that. Even if she's 65, even if she's my age, like, I'm not going to do that. She might. So that's going to be huge as long as we can control it, as long as we can control our images. But I will tell you too, one of the things that's tough about this is when you're trying to replicate a creator, God, there are sometimes that they look like you. And then there's sometimes it's like, who's that? Or it can be like, you know, one time they have like, you know, like average size chest. And then the next time it's like gargantuan. So it's like, it's hard to get a consistency. And then the other thing that's so crazy is when you're creating AI characters, you'll have like four arms or three arms or one molded together leg, or, you know, you're in a bikini, but your belly button is like over to the side, or, oh my God, it's so freaking crazy. Or a lot of times it's like hands and feet are really tricky. They'll look like club feet, or they'll look crazy, or they'll have like 10 fingers on one hand, or it'll be in some awkward position or something that legs and arms don't do, or trying to get it positioned right, like leaning forward, it'll be like this, or, you know, you'll type in the prompts, because these are all by prompts. They're all codes, right? So you'll, you know, like leaning back and it'll be like this. It'll lean forward and you're saying, no, lean back, you know, cross the legs, and then it'll do something crazy with the legs. Like, it's not there yet. It's tough. When I'm creating characters, when I'm creating these AI personas and stuff, I can make maybe 20 and get one good one. It's time consuming. Now, maybe if I had more skill, it would be easier. I'm sure it would, but I don't. So it's really, and then trying to get the clothes. The weird thing is, the guys that made this, somehow it's defaulted to being really skimpy. Because I'll say, like, I'll put in the prompts, like, business suit, and she'll be topless. I'll be like, gray business suit, blazer, skirt, high heels, sitting on a desk. And it'll be like, she's topless. I'm like, what? You know, or the suit will be like this, a few scraps of fabric barely covering anything. And I'm like, okay, that's not what I would think most people think of as a business suit, you know? So they've got a ways to go. I think the big thing is, so custom photos, I think, will be incredible when that's able to be done. But then the other thing is custom video. So I alluded to that with the whole, you know, climbing a mountain and, you know, getting romantic on the top of a mountain, or, you know, skydiving nude or something. I've mentioned that in another interview I had. That's what's so crazy and wonderful. Or I could collab with another creator that lives in Australia without having to go there. You know, we could either just for social media or for content that's more spicy, we could do that, you know? And then what's going to happen after that? So we were talking about what's next. It's going to be custom photos. Then it's going to be custom videos. And then, and this is the one. And again, if we can control it, it can be good, right? It's the pendulum, guys. It's whatever can be done for good. It can be equally, that can also be used for bad. That's the challenge. So what's going to happen then? And this is coming. It's going to be VR. So many guys maybe want to meet Elena St. James. Well, I don't do that. It's something for my safety. We'll talk about that in my next podcast when we talk about scammers and stalkers. So I don't do that. But if you had a VR where you could experience it, that you were meeting me or taking me out for a date or kissing me or whatever, and it was with my avatar, it was with my, you know, and with my blessing, and I would, if I could have guardrails on what I would do, because, you know, there are some things maybe I wouldn't want my avatar to do, but maybe, and probably for sure, I would be much more adventurous with my avatar than I would in my real life. Okay. So, and then if you can have a VR and maybe even sensors on your body so that you are fully immersed, and you are fully immersed with cooking with me or doing, you know, or kissing me or whatever, that's really cool. What a cool thing. Because, like, I'd like to go on a date with Elvis if that was possible. Like, to think of being in his presence and to have that entertainment, because that's what it would be, as long as it's clear, like, nope, this is an immersive entertainment thing. Just like if you've ever done any of these things, if you've ever gone to a virtual reality and like where dinosaurs are chasing you or whatever, like, or if you've been to some of the things at some of the amusement parks where it feels like, well, at Disney, there's one where it feels like you're gliding over things, and like there's a whale that jumps up And it does, it kind of startles you. You know, if you get immersed into it, it would be really, really cool. I think it's really awesome. Now, for those of you that are afraid, so I think that's the future of the influencer thing. I think there are things going on right now that you have to be aware of, that there are people that aren't real. Be careful. You know, they're not real. Just know that they're not real. Can you still subscribe to their Patreon or FanView or wherever else they are? Right now, you can't be on OnlyFans if you are an AI creator, unless it's based on you as a real person. There's a gal I know, she's on there. She doesn't look much like her AI creation, but she's on there. She's based on a real person. And I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that, but I'm also fine with FanView and Patreon, as long as it says that it is AI created, as long as you guys know that it's art. It's just a new type of art. I'm fine with that. It's entertainment, right? So I'm okay with that. Let me close with this. AI has some really important things. For any of you that are like, this is going to ruin everything. It's going to end the world. The world's going to end because of AI. When I was doing my deep dive and I was listening to Neil deGrasse Tyson, who is wonderful. And hi, Neil, you'll never see this. But if you did, hi. And he said, for all the people that are worried that AI is going to take over and that we will end up just being pets, we will just end up being pets of AI. AI will control us. He said, well, you know, my pets are treated pretty darn well by me. And I think a lot of pets are treated really, really well. We're pretty benevolent and take care of our pets. So maybe AI could just take care of us and would, you know, be a kind master to us. But I think the other thing to know is that AI can only do what AI is in the AI system. They cannot even get close yet to the creativity, thinking outside of the box, because they are the box. The only thing that's in an AI are things that people have put into it. So it's the chances of it to be able to think in a creative form. Maybe someday that'll happen. It's not happening now. It's whatever you put in, you get out. But why this is really good, and listen to this closely, because you probably have people that you know that have died of cancer, right? So pancreatic cancer, lung cancer, breast cancer. These are cancers that usually they don't have a lot of signs before it's really bad. And we all know that getting cancer, for instance, you know, curing cancer is much more likely if you catch it early. So the problem with some of these are you catch it really late and it's bad. What AI, one of the things AI can do that I think is really exciting, it can scan and it can identify patterns in cells way before they become cancerous, but they can, it can catch it. So it kind of reminds me of Star Trek when they used to do the scanner. Remember, you know, Dr. McCoy would scan the body. So if you scan it and they would find a clump of cells that haven't turned into a tumor yet, but like they could look at that and they could watch that really closely and they could probably start treating it way earlier than they could if it had become a full-fledged tumor or something. So there are things that could be really, really good about AI. The other thing is weird diseases or disorders that people don't understand. And you go to a doctor and he's never heard of it. He's never seen it. He's never read about it. But maybe in the world of AI, you put in your symptoms or your loved one's symptoms and it'll maybe spit out like, hey, have you looked at this? This is really, really rare, and probably your doctors and maybe no doctors in your state have ever seen it, but it's in the AI database and you should look, it might be this. That's huge. That's huge. To eradicating, you know, these weird things that happen to us as human beings and our pets, you know? So these are the exciting things about AI. These are the great things about AI. Be careful out there. Be informed. Look at those bios. And thanks for joining me on Chat and Laugh with Elena St. James.
Thanks for listening to Chat and Laugh with Elena St. James. Make sure to follow and subscribe so you never miss an episode. For more about me, go to www.elenastjames.com.